And now a music story that started almost three decades ago. Out of all the 80s rock bands, the Long Riders stood out for its blend of rock and country. I don't care what's right. I don't care what's wrong. I just spend my time trying to get along. The Long Riders landed a major label deal, spent 5 years touring and recording, got popular, then called it quits, just like that. But this spring, the band members will play again together on stage. They've just released a career-spanning box set called Final Wild Songs. Our reviewer Meredith Oak says it cements the Long Riders' legacy.
The Long Riders emerged from a music scene known as the Paisley Underground. Bands that came out of it had a reverence for 60s psychedelia and garage rock. The Long Riders also added country influences to the mix. They wore bowl haircuts, mutton chop sideburns, and western snap shirts. And their sound was a compelling infusion of jangly guitars and punk rock spark. And every little party gets a little high. In their short career, the Long Riders developed considerable songwriting chops. From their raw but promising debut EP through three full-length albums, the band solidified as a musical unit. And their lyrics became more political, an oblique response to being a young gun in Reagan-era America. I thought I saw my government running away with my heart. I thought I heard my booty anthems in Johannesburg at the dark. The place where the Long Riders were at their best was on stage, and this new collection offers a number of previously unreleased performances. Not only is it a reminder of how scorching their live shows were, but it also captures the band's utterly charming, goofy side. On this track, singer and guitarist Sid Griffin reads bad music reviews written about them while the rest of the band vamps. It's basically an 80s version of a meme tweet.
I'm not slagging C&W, it's the Long Riders I don't like. Their album sounds like a bad demo of Elvis Costello B-sides.
If you drew a straight line from the Byrds through Wilco, you'd intersect the Long Riders right in the middle. But that's only part of what makes this band essential listening. The true test of music is time. And this music sounds as good and as relevant now as it did three decades ago. And she comes right
where you are. Meredith Oakes is a talk show host and DJ at Sirius XM Radio. She reviewed Final Wild Songs by The Long Riders.